morning, everyone, and welcome to our morning devotion, which today will be coming from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6 to verse 16. We've now entered a section in the book of 1 Timothy where the focus of Paul is now shifted to Timothy being the leader and the pastor of this church. And I believe that in this section, he wants to remind him of two things. Number one, it is the what is the focus of his ministry as the pastor of this church? What should be the focus of his ministry? And number two, what kind of behavior, of conduct he should have as the leader of this church, leading this congregation? Let's look at verse 6, where he starts to tell him of the focus of his ministry. Unfortunately, today, many people think that to be a pastor or leader of a church, you need to be rich or you need to be famous. It's unfortunate that these are the kind of teachings that we see around the church today. The focus is on the individual instead of being on Christ and what Christ demands of his servant. Paul to tell Timothy here, if you pull these things before the brothers, you'll be a good servant of Christ Jesus. Timothy, you'll be a good servant of Christ Jesus if you bring these things into the remembrance of the brothers. So which things should the brother remember? It is everything that Paul has taught from chapter 1 to chapter 4, verse 5. He's telling him, Timothy, your responsibility is to help the brother remember solid, sound, and good teaching or doctrine. Everything that we've taught, everything that I've told you, and everything that you know about Christ, about the church, about God, about even false teachers, about things to come, all that, the entire body of Scripture, this is what you need to bring into the remembrance of the brothers. So if that's the focus, then there are a few implications. I think number one, as I said earlier on, the responsibility of a pastor, of a leader, is not to be famous, is not to be rich, but his responsibility is to ensure that God's people are continually trained and taught sound doctrine. And secondly, for the believers, it is that we continue to desire more of God's word, of sound doctrine, and we should never get to a place where we think that what we've received is enough, but we should constantly go and appear before God and say, feed us, we need you. Without your word, we are going to starve. Without your word, we are not going to grow, and we are also not going to make it into this journey. We need you, God, and your word is what will sustain us. That's the focus of a minister's ministry. So if that is the focus, God's word, sound and good doctrine, he continues to tell him, now that you know the focus, have nothing to do with irreverent silly myths. In other words, reject everything that is useless and meaningless, but focus on sound doctrine, because as you teach it and as you also read it and you make it part of your life, what will happen? You will become a godly man, and also those who listen and receive those instructions will also become godly in their way of life. They will attain godliness. The only way, the only means, the only tool given to us by God to attain godliness, it is his word, it is the truth of Scripture, it is sound doctrine and not anything else. And says that is what you need, and that should be the focus of your ministry. And he says, verse 10, for to this end we toil and strive, we work hard, even to the point of exhaustion, to ensure that God's people are receiving God's word in order for them to live godly life. That's the focus. And then number two, Timothy himself needs to know how to conduct himself in the house of the Lord. And then he tells him from verse 12 to verse 16, the kind of man that he should be. He should be an exemplary believer. It says, let no one despise you for your youth, but set for the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. In case there is someone in the church who is doubting your ministry because you are young, set an example. Show them Christ in the way you speak, in the way you live. Live a holy life. Be faithful in administering your ministry, in fulfilling your ministry, and also be pure, sexually pure. And then he tells him, until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of scripture, to exhortation, to teaching. Keep on going to the word. And as you feed your soul, go and feed God's people as well. Teach them, open up the word of God, and let them receive and see God in his beauty, in his glory. Let them see the person of Christ, because that alone is what will help them to live godly life. So practice this thing. Immerse yourself in them and persist in this. That's your duty. That's how you should conduct yourself in God's house. And as you do so, you will be a blessing for God's people. May the Lord bless the preachers. May the Lord bless the pastors who are doing this. And may God also help us to be people who are desiring more of his word in order for us to attain godliness.